Welcome to TWOT82, Windows from the Command Line. Now with my cable I'm able to get... My name's Kynan, and I'm hopefully going to provide you with some information on making Windows System Administration from the command line a little easier. I originally intended to do just one show and mention everything all at once, but it got too long and messy, so I've decided to cut it down, and I'm going to stretch it out over a couple of shows and mention only a specific utility or a class of utilities each time. I'll be talking about command line utilities and their usage for the Windows NT family of operating systems. We're going to look at the utilities that come from Microsoft as part of a base Windows install, or possibly on the CD but not actually installed, or as part of a resource kit. We'll also have a look at some very handy third-party tools that you can easily obtain for free. Because of the nature of this medium, i.e. audio, it's going to be a little difficult to discuss command line tools without being very, very boring. So I'm going to mention the tool and what you can do with it, where you can get it if it's not part of a normal install, and provide a brief insight into how I'd use it. This should be enough information for you to go and get your hands on them and work out the intricacies yourself, if it sounds interesting to you. Today, I'm going to talk about registry editing from the command line. But before I get to that, I want to mention some online resources that a lot of people don't realize are available. Microsoft actually provides the manual for all of the NT family of operating systems, with the exception of NT4, online. And in the bowels of these manuals are what Microsoft calls the command line reference. This is basically a list of all of the command line tools that come with the base OS and instructions on how to use them. Get your pens ready, because I'm going to give you some tiny URLs. I hate trying to say http://tinyurl.com, so I'm not going to say it again. I'm just going to tell you the tiny URL part of the URL. So, for Windows 2000, you can find the command line reference at kilo mike yankee. For Windows XP, 3.6 Lima, Echo, Uniform, and for Windows 2003, Quebec, Alpha, Echo, Romeo, 3. Apart from the command line reference, there is a lot of good info there, so have a dig around. And now, let's get on to today's tools. Like I said before, we're going to look at some command line tools that you can use to edit the registry. As we all know, essentially the registry is the heart of the Windows OS, and I'm assuming that you're an admin and you know all about the registry, and you're aware that there is a reason that every Microsoft Knowledge Base article that mentions tweaking the registry has this warning on the front of it. Important! This article contains information about modifying the registry. Before you modify the registry, make sure to back it up, and make sure that you understand how to restore the registry if a problem occurs. Although my favourite warning comes from the regedit help file. Caution! Incorrectly editing the registry may severely damage your system. Before making changes to the registry, you should back up any valued data on your computer. Personally, I've never destroyed a machine by messing with the registry, but I do know of people who have caused themselves some pretty severe problems. Don't be afraid of the registry, but it is worth being cautious, especially with the tools I'm about to talk about, because there isn't going to be an "Are you sure?" button popping up anytime. Onwards! As you know, the normal GUI way to access the registry is via either regedit or regedit 32. There are a couple of command line parameters that will allow you to use regedit to create backups and to make additions to the registry. To backup a portion of, or even the entire registry, use the /e switch. If you want the whole thing, then regedit /e /filename will do the trick. If you want to backup just a particular branch, then you need to add the key after the /e, like this. Regedit /e /filename /" hkeylocalmachine /software/microsoft/windows/nt/current version (). If you do this, you'll end up with a plain text file dump of the registry or the branch you specified. In a similar way, you can put data back into the registry. By crafting a plain text file using the right syntax, you can create a file that regedit will happily import. The command line for this is simply regedit /filename. This is all pretty clumsy though. We want to manipulate things on the fly, not mess around with text files that have to be copied around all over the place. And reg, or the console registry tool for Windows, is the tool to do just that. Reg.exe lives in the system root /system32 directory. This is part of base install for Windows XP and Windows 2003. You will need to dig it out of the resource kit for NT4, but the XP version will work on Windows 2000. Be aware that the NT4 version is very different to the Windows 2000 version. The version number for NT4 is 1.10, whilst the newer version for Windows 2000 and up is version 2, and I think Windows XP is at version 3. The syntax for reg is pretty simple. Reg, followed by the operation that you want to perform, followed by the parameters specific to that operation. The operations that reg can do are query, add, delete, copy, save, load, unload, restore, compare, export, and import. That looks pretty comprehensive. You can do nearly everything you'd ever need to do from the registry from here. The only thing you can't do is search. The query operation will only print out what keys are present at whatever key you specify. It can't search. Obviously, that's a bit of a bummer, so we'll detour briefly to look at regfind. Regfind is a resource kit tool that allows you to search for a string in the registry, and you can get it at http://tinyurl.com/november/uniform/victor/hotel/juliet. Regfind is also a bit more than it seems, because not only is it regfind, it can also be regfind and replace. It goes without saying that search and replace is something you should think about very carefully before using it on the registry. Regfind isn't going to stop and ask if you're really sure before it replaces all occurrences of win with lose, for example, and I'd say that'd be pretty disastrous. The regfind syntax is pretty simple. Regfind, followed by a string, will search the whole registry for data values that contain that string. You can expand out the search into key and value names with the -n switch, and -y will make the search case insensitive. Unfortunately, regfind doesn't use the standard registry or regedit format, and its output can be a bit ugly. I tend to use regfind to locate the area the key I'm looking for is in, and then I'll switch back to reg to find out exactly what's there. It's handy to specify the indent level using -i(1), because the default level is 4 tabs for some reason, and if the data you find is more than a couple of levels deep, then the output ends up wrapping all over the place. Right, back to reg. Most of the operation is pretty obvious, but let's look at an example. Let's say you wanted to check if 8.3 names are disabled on your box. You can use the query option of reg to check. The command line would be reg space query space hklm as a shortcut for hklocalmachine /system/current control set /control/filesystem /v/ntfs-disable8.3 name creation. The /v tells reg that I want to check a specific entry or value, in this case ntfs-disable8.3 name creation, and if I left the /v switch off, then reg would return all values under the file system key. When I run this command, I can see that this value is a reg dword, and it's currently set to the value 0x1, so 8.3 file names are in fact disabled on this machine. This is a big pain in the ass if certain things are expecting to be able to access directories via 8.3 names, so I want to turn this option back on. I can do this with reg as well. The reg add command is very similar to the query command in syntax. You just need to add the data value. So the command would now be reg space add space hklm/system/current control set/control/filesystem /4/v/ntfs-disable8.3 name creation /t reg_dword /d/0. The /v switch is the same as for reg query and tells reg which entry you want to add, or edit in this case. The /t tells reg what data type the entry is, and the /d tells reg the actual value to set the entry to. When I did this, I was prompted to make sure I actually wanted to overwrite a value that was already present. But you can get around that prompt by adding the switch /f to the command line to force reg to overwrite anything it finds. The alternative to changing that value would be deleting it, as it's not really required. 8.3 is assumed to be required unless you specify otherwise. To delete the key, we could do this. Reg space delete space hklm/system/current control set/control/filesystem /v/ntfs-disable8.3 name creation. Once again, I'm prompted to ask if I'm sure I wanted to delete that entry, and once again, you can get around that with the /f switch. This is all pretty basic though. Let's look at the really cool stuff you can do with Reg. Reg Copy will allow you to copy a key and all of its subkeys from one portion of the registry to another, for backup purposes perhaps. It can also allow you to copy a key from the registry on one computer to the registry on another. This can be really handy if you have a standard environment and someone's fragged their office settings or something. You can just copy and force an overwrite. Problem solved! Note that you can only access the HKey local machine and the HKey user hives on remote machines. RegCopy is handy if you have a registry that you can access at the time to load the settings in from, but if you want them in a more portable format, then you've got two other options, RegSave and RegExport. Each of these options comes in a pair. You've got the Save and Restore pair, and the Export and Import pair. We'll look at Save and Restore first. RegSave will dump what you tell it to in a binary format. You'll need Reg again to put it back using the Restore option. It's customary to name these files with a .hiv for Hive extension. Like the copy option, you can run this command on a remote server, but there's a small gotcha. The file will be saved on the remote server, not on your local server. Once you've saved your file, you can load it back into a registry using reg restore. The painful thing about restore is that you need to tell it exactly where to restore the data to. If you've saved hkeylocalmachine/software/windows/mozilla, then you need to specify exactly that on the command line when you run the restore. This can be handy though, as it also means you can choose to restore the saved data back into another key if you wish. As an example, if I wanted to mess with the Mozilla settings by exporting them and then importing them into a new test key, I'd do this. reg /save /hklm/software/mozilla/mozilla.hiv. I'd then add my new test key, reg /add /hklm/software/test_mozilla, and then restore the settings back into my new key, reg /restore /hklm/software/test_mozilla/mozilla.hiv. The difference between save, restore, and export and import is that export will dump an ASCII text reg file that you can use either reg or regedit to import back into the registry. This means that you can't adjust where you're going to import in the registry, as the .reg file will contain fully qualified paths. Also, you cannot run this command on a remote server. For example, if we wanted to export our Mozilla settings again, reg /export /hklm/software/mozilla/mozilla.reg. And to import them again, reg /import/mozilla.reg. The last pair of commands is load and unload. I don't use these a great deal, but they allow you to temporarily load a .hiv file as part of the registry. This can be handy if you want to play with it in regedit or extract a small portion of it. Okay, that's it for today. I hope there was something in there that you didn't know. If you want to find out a little more about the registry, then check out the Microsoft Knowledge Base article titled Description of the Microsoft Windows Registry. You can find it at http://tinyurl.com/india/sierra/xray/mic. This has been episode 82 of Today with a Tech Radio, on the web at twatech.org. Shouts to Droops, Mr. Petrillo, and all of the content providers for keeping TWAT on the air. My name's Kynan, Kilo Yankee November Alpha November, and if you've got any comments or suggestions, then send an email to Kynan@kynan.org. Thanks for listening.